हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण।
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम, राम राम हरे हरे।
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारे यमुना तीरावनचारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे निधाय गौर हरि बोल ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट नंबर 24
सर्वसद्गुण महात्मे एष कृष्णम् अनुव्रतः रन्ति देव इव उदारो ययातिरिव धार्मिकः सर्वसद्गुणमहात्मे एष कृष्णम् अनुव्रतः रन्ति देव इव उदारो ययातिरिव धार्मिकः सर्वसद्गुण महात्मे Esha Krishna Manovrata Ranti Devai Bodharo Yayati Rivadharmika.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This child will be almost as good. Word-to-word translation. Sarva Sat Guna Mahatme, glorified by all godly attributes. Eshaha, this child, Krishnam, like Lord Krishna. Anavrataha, a follower in his footsteps. Ranti Devaha, Ranti Dev. Iva, like. Udaraha, in the matter of magnanimity. Yayatihi, Yayati. Iva, like. Dharmikaha, concerning religion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. This child will be almost as good as Lord Sri Krishna by following in his footsteps. In magnanimity, he will become as great as King Ranti Dev. And in religion, he will be like Maharaj Yayati. Purport. The last instruction of Lord Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita is that one should give up everything and should follow in the footsteps of the Lord. Less intelligent persons do not agree to this great instruction of the Lord, as ill luck would have it. But one who is actually intelligent catches up this sublime instruction and is immensely benefited. Foolish people do not know that association is the cause of acquiring qualities. Association with fire makes an object hot, even in the material sense. Therefore, association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead makes one qualified like the Lord. As we have discussed previously, one can achieve 78% of the godly qualities of the Lord's intimate association. To follow the instructions of the Lord is to associate with the Lord. The Lord is not a material object whose presence one has to feel for association. The Lord is present everywhere and at all times. It is quite possible to have His association simply by following His instructions, because the Lord and His instruction and the Lord and His name, fame, attributes and paraphernalia are all identical with Him, being absolute knowledge. Maharaj Parikshit associated with the Lord even from the womb of his mother up to the last day of his valuable life, and thus he acquired all the essential good qualities of the Lord in all perfection. Ranti Dev. He was an ancient king prior to the Mahabharata period, referred to by Narad Muni while instructing Sanjay, as mentioned in Mahabharata Drona Parva 67 chapter. He was a great king, liberal for hospitality and distribution of foodstuff. Even Lord Sri Krishna praised his acts of charity and hospitality. He was blessed by the great Vasishtha Muni for supplying him cold water and thus he achieved the heavenly planet. He used to supply fruits, roots and leaves to the rishis, and thus he was blessed by them with fulfillment of his desires. Although a Kshatriya by birth, he never ate flesh in his life. He was especially hospitable to Vasishtha Muni, and by his blessings only he attained the higher planets. He is one of those pious kings whose names are remembered in the morning and evening. Yayati, the great emperor of the Lord and the original forefather of all great nations of the world, who belong to the Aryan and Indo-European stock. He is the son of Maharaj Nahusha, and he became the emperor of the world due to his elder brothers becoming a great and liberated saintly mystic. He ruled over the world for several thousands of years and performed many sacrifices and pious activities recorded in history. Although his early youth was very lustful and full of romantic stories, he fell in love with Devyani, the most beloved daughter of Shukracharya. Devyani wished to marry him, but at first he refused to accept her because of her being a daughter of a Brahmin. According to Shastras, a Brahmin could marry the daughter of a Brahmin. They were very much cautious about Varna Sankara population in the world. Shukracharya amended this law of forbidden marriage and induced Emperor Yayati to accept Devyani. Devyani had a girlfriend named Sharmishtha, who also fell in love with the emperor and thus went with her friend Devyani. Shukracharya forbade Emperor Yayati to call Sharmishtha into his bedroom, but Yayati could not strictly follow his instruction. He secretly married Sharmishtha also, and we got sons by her. When this was known by Devyani, she went to her father and lodged a complaint. Yayati was much attached to Devyani, and when he went to his father-in-law's place to call her, Shukracharya was angry with him and cursed him to become impotent. Yayati begged his father-in-law to withdraw his curse, but the sage asked Yayati to ask youthfulness from his sons and let them become old as a condition of his becoming potent. He had 5 sons, 2 from Devyani and 3 from Sharmishtha. From his 5 sons, namely Yadu, Turvasu, Druyu, Anu and Puru, 5 famous dynasties, namely the Yadu, the Yavan, Bhoja and the Mlecha dynasty, that is the Greeks, the Pauru dynasty, all emanated to spread all over the world. He reached the heavenly planets by dint of his pious acts, but he fell down from there because of his self-advertisement and criticizing other great souls. After his fall, his daughter and grandson bestowed upon him their accumulated virtues, and by the help of his grandsons and friend Shibi, he was again promoted to the heavenly kingdom, becoming one of the assembly members of Yamaraj, with whom he is staying as a devotee. He performed more than 1,000 different sacrifices, gave in charity very liberally, and was a very influential king. His majestic power was felt all over the world. His youngest son agreed to award him his youthfulness when he was troubled with lustful desires, even for 1,000 years. Finally, he became detached from worldly life and returned the youthfulness again to his son Puru. He wanted to hand over the kingdom to Puru, but his noblemen and the subjects did not agree. But when he explained to his subjects the greatness of Puru, they agreed to accept Puru as a king, and thus Emperor Yayati retired from family life and left home for the forest. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta
राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
Translation: this child will be almost as good as Lord Shri Krishna by following in his footsteps. In magnanimity, he will become as great as King Rantidev, and in religion, he will be like Maharaj Yayati. Hare Krishna. So here in this chapter entitled Birth of Emperor Parikshit, the principal listener of Srimad Bhagavatam is being introduced. Previously, there was a lot of discussion on Shukdev Goswami, the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. And now the biography of Maharaj Parikshit, the listener of Srimad Bhagavatam, is being described. So, obviously, the person through whom this great epic has manifested in this world, the Swayam Bhagavan, avatar of Sri Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavat Puran, is not going to be an ordinary soul. Extraordinary. And in fact, in the previous verses we saw that how when Parikshit Maharaj was in the womb of his mother, at that time the Brahmastra which was thrown at him in order to kill him while he was still in the womb, destroyed Parikshit's body. His body was burnt. And Lord Shri Krishna, he appeared, and as Acharyas are explaining, that he allowed Parikshit Maharaj's body to be burnt and then again revived him. So Acharyas explain, why is that so? So, just as any student, in order to get qualifications to read Vedanta, to read the Vedas, he has to undergo a certain process of purification. He has to undergo tapasya. Tapasya, tapa, tapa, which means heat. So, it is the heat which purifies. Like you see, things like metals and especially gold, you see, you know. Dagdham, dagdham, punarapi punaha, kanchanam kanti varanam. So, just as gold, when it is cast into fire, na pranante prakritir vikriti, jayate sajjananam. So just as gold, when it is cast again and again, you see the goldsmith, every time he does, puts it in the fire, takes it out and hammers it. Other elements or other metals may become tarnished because of, you know, the fire, but when it comes to gold, it, every time it becomes more and more brighter, more effulgent. So similarly, na jayate prakriti vikriti. Similarly, in great souls, there is never a diminution of their good qualities. In fact, they emerge even more effulgent and even more capable, so that they may become an instrument in the hands of the Lord, so that the Lord may work them in His service. And in this case, Parikshit Maharaj has been made an instrument by which the Lord Himself would appear in this world in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Brahmagni, the Brahmastra, the fire of Brahma. In another word, Brahma means the spiritual fire. And Agni means, you know, that heat, which is actually the process of purging him of everything, so that he may evolve as the most evolved being who could put across those very important questions to Shukdev Goswami, so that he could speak for his benefit and as a result of that for all of us. And all thanks to Parikshit Maharaj that we are all now privy to this fantastic knowledge. So it takes one to know one, isn't it? Shukdev Goswami would not have spoken Srimad Bhagavatam if it would not have been Parikshit Maharaj sitting there inquiring, qualified, patra. So therefore it is explained that just as Shukdev Goswami emerged from the womb of his mother in a liberated state, he was Atmaram, self-realized, right from his birth, that he did not care for any material responsibilities and he just left, walked into the forest. Yam pravarajantam anupetyam apetya kritiyam dvaipayano virahakatar ajuhava putreditam mayataya taravo vinedustam sarvabhuta nilayam munimanatosvi. Bhagavatam describes, his father was screaming, my son, where are you going, where are you going? Vedavyas, calling out for his son, where are you going? Whom, if you go away, whom will I teach Srimad Bhagavatam? His attachment for his son was not the attachment that a regular father may have for his son. It was a spiritual attachment. You should not mistake that. His calling out putra, putra is not the same as ordinary father calls out to their sons, putra, putra. Not the material kind of attachment. Spiritual attachment. He wants his son to become an instrument in propagating the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. Not in material education. So, just as Shukdev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj is also on that similar level of complete detachment, because he got the experience of Krishna. He saw for 10 months, he was seeing Krishna in the womb. And so the question is that why didn't he also renounce the kingdom and just, you know, walk into the forest? That is the arrangement of the Lord, because he needs to fulfill a certain mission. So after the Lord purified him, the Lord thought, okay, now you have to do a service. So be a worldly man, a regular king. Moreover, because the hopes are attached to him, because, you know, the Pandavas are now left with no heir to the throne. There's nobody to succeed. Dynasty was nearly destroyed. It was Krishna who wanted the dynasty to continue. So if he also would have gone into the forest, then who would have been there to carry forward the legacy? So for that purpose, Parikshit Maharaj, even though liberated on the same level as Shukdev Goswami, but still lived in this world, executed the responsibilities of a king. And finally, when the hour of death came, and then we see that he came back and became the instrument. For the manifestation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, now his birth is being described, and as we have already read in the past verses that he has got qualities of Shibi, of Yudhishthir, of Arjun, of Kartavir Arjun, of Ikshvaku, of Brahma, of even Lord Ram, and now here it is explained that he's got the qualities of Lord Krishna. And why he has got these qualities of Krishna? Because he follows, he would be. See, these are the Brahmins speaking. They are looking at the horoscope, the Kundali of Parikshit Maharaj, and they're predicting that this boy will has got all these qualities. So, definitely, you know, he is not just as good as those people to whom he is being compared to, but actually he is better than those people to whom he is being compared to, because all those have just one or two qualities, but he has the qualities of all these people. Isn't it? I mean, how can one man have qualities of Shibi, of Rantidev, of Yayati, of Brahmas, of Manu, and... So we cannot even begin to imagine that what kind of a personality Parikshit Maharaj was. And still he was like a king, a regular king, indulging in materialistic activities and with so many of his subjects and power and control and everything. So that is the essence of the teachings of Sri Krishna, even in the Bhagavad Gita, that be in this world and not of this world. A classical example that it is not necessary to externally leave or give up things, but to be in this world, but to live in a detached way. Just as Maharaj Yudhishthir, he was also in a similar way detached, even though he was a king, but his mind was not attached to all those luxuries, comforts, and when the time came, he handed over the kingdom. He and the Pandavas all left for Badrikashram. Acharya gave very wonderful example, just as a man who is very hungry or maybe very, very thirsty. You know, like that story of this the king and the sage. The king was not taking any interest in spiritual life, and the sage said, Sage, in order to entice him to come to Krishna consciousness, went and said something which piqued his interest. He said, Maharaj, how much money you have? I've got more than that. So the king thought, really, this sadhu is not going to do much with his wealth. Maybe I can make use of that. He said, Acha Maharaj, will you show me? Come with me. I will show you. But he said, you should come alone. You should not bring anything, no associates, no ministers, no soldiers, no wife, nothing. You have to come empty-handed. So, okay, it's fine, I don't mind. So the king came, dressed in ordinary robes. He was walking with the sage, and the sage is going. Many days. And the sage is not speaking about eating, nothing. Not even a glass of water he asked for the king. And the king is saying, Maharaj, there's no facility for drinking, you know, told us. So far away in a deserted place, they are just walking. And Maharaj said, well, I've got water in my kamandalu. You want? Please, I'll take half of your kingdom. Half of my kingdom for a glass of water. Sorry, let's keep walking. Again he walked, continued to walk. Walking in another few hours, and now the king just could not take it. He was nearly on the verge of death. Then he said, Maharaj, please give me that glass of water. I need it. What will you give for me? give to me for that water. So he said, I'll give you half of my kingdom. So no, no, sorry, that is old price. That's old price. Now the price has increased. Now I'll take full kingdom. Impossible. Let's walk, Maharaj. And continue to walk. And then they walked still further. And then he was nearly lying down. King said, Maharaj, give me the water. Take my kingdom. But I need water. So just as a man who's so thirsty thinks only of water, and for him, none of these things, or none of these material things is important to him. He's so obsessed with just the thought of water. Just like that, Maharaj Yudhishthir and Maharaj Parikshit, because they were so obsessed with Krishna, because they had Krishna in their minds, always, none of these material things was important to them, even though they were using it in Krishna's service and doing their duties. So therefore, a very important principle, as it is explained in the Gita also, in the second chapter, Krishna says, Tani sarvani samyamya yukta asita mat paraha vaishehi yasindriyani tasya prajna pratishthita. That you may control your senses. Tani sarvani samyamya yukta asita, and you're sitting quietly, but mat paraha, but are you fixing your mind on me? That is a very important thing. And it works conversely also. That means, if you fix your mind on me, there can be liberties in indulging your senses in sense gratification. As we can see here. The example, working backwards. There are people who control their senses, but their mind is not fixed on Krishna. They don't know this process of bhakti. What happens eventually, they fall down. But those who may apparently be indulged in self-gratification, but because their goal is Krishna, or they are trying to fix their mind on Krishna, even though their senses are wandering here and there and all over the place, but eventually when the time comes, they will surrender to Krishna. And therefore, he says, the importance. And as it is, example is given of Yayati. There cannot be a better example of Yayati. After all that he has gone through, you know, as it is explained, I mean, if there is time, we can speak about it. But here, Parikshit Maharaj is being compared to Ranti Dev. Now, Ranti Dev biography is described in Mahabharata, as it is explained here, and also in Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto. In Bhagavatam, he is the son of Sankriti, and in Mahabharata, he is mentioned as the son of Srinjaya. So, they may be two personalities, they may be one personality, but whatever the case may be, Ranti Dev was known for his charity, magnanimity. So in the Mahabharata, the story goes that this king, he used to earn his livelihood, or he was a Kshatriya, that means he was ruling righteously, and with that money which he had, he used to distribute a lot of food. Food, wealth, gold, so much so that his kitchen had 200,000 cooks. 200,000 cooks cooking and distributing food to the Brahmins. So much so that his kitchen, all that, you know, the waste, water and everything, used to flow like a river. That was this, the size of his kitchen which he had installed in order to feed the Brahmins, and the Brahmins would go. Today it may be the opposite. Previously Brahmins would go to the Kshatriyas for food. Today it is the opposite. Kshatriyas are going to the Brahmins for food. Things have changed a little bit. But that was the dharma, that the Brahmins would be fed. And daily, and it is for 100 years, every Ekadashi or every 15 days, he would give out 100 cows, 800 gold coins, and one bull with full of gold ornaments to each Brahmin. That means thousands of Brahmins used to visit. Every 15 days he used to do that. And that, like that he did for 100 years. That was his charitable nature. Can't even imagine. Of course, this is the work of the government. Government should be doing this, running these food distribution. So that today you see so much of poverty in the world. One in every 6 seconds, a child dies because of malnutrition. One in every two child is suffering from this kind of malnutrition. 50% of the wealth of the world is with just 2% of the population. So, if only they could share a little bit and conduct such, you know, food distribution programs, there will be no problem of any hunger or poverty in this world. But they choose to hold on. So here is the example of such a king, Rantidev, and Parikshit Maharaj was compared to him. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is another description of Rantidev, that how he used to never strive to work and collect money. He would just be satisfied with whatever would come his way. So much so that he would always be weak. He and his family would always tremble out of exhaustion and out of weakness. But still he was always peaceful, always happy in that situation. And one day, in that situation of poverty, he kept a fast for 48 days. And he was about to break the fast with whatever little bit he had collected, some food for himself and his family. A Brahmin came there. He was very happy to distribute that. So some of it he gave it to the Brahmin. Little bit was left, so he decided, okay, let's break our fast. Then another Shudra came across and he said, please give me something to eat, I'm hungry. So that also he gave very happily. And then after that, a man came with dogs. We are hungry, feed our dogs. Whatever little was, that also was left. He was only left with water. And that also, when he was going to drink, one chandala came there saying, I'm so thirsty, please give me some water. And then Rantidev, he gave that also. And then, you know, that famous verse he speaks in Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, Na kamayeham gatim ishwarat param ashtard yuktam apunar bhavamva artim prapadye akhiladeha bhajam antastito yena gathir sadukkaha. So he says that I pray to the Lord for what? So that I may suffer for others. And I may be able to give them these facilities. I do not pray for liberation or different kinds of mystic powers. Na kamayeham gatim ishwarat param ashtard yuktam. That means the mystic yogas, 8 kinds of mystic yogas, so that I may be able to control others. There is no joy in that. But I feel great happiness to alleviate people's sufferings. He says, I want to do this work. Because I'm afraid, I want to serve the Brahmins, the devotees, because I'm afraid that if I don't do that, I will suffer from enormous and eternal grief. And you know, here lies actually the solution for all the problems of the society. You know, most of the people today are having these depression, and why? Because of this miserliness. Because of that strong attachment that they don't want to let go and part with whatever God has given them. That's why their lives tend to rot. Because they don't have the feeling of sharing. You know, like how pots, gamle, where you put plants, it has a hole at the bottom. Yes? So when you put water, there should be an outlet for it to go out. What happens if that hole gets blocked? It's a problem. And then starts getting, you know, the water starts rotting the plant. So similarly, in our life, when we have the gifts of God, it's coming, but when there is no outlet, when we ourselves do not voluntarily develop the habit of sharing with others, then life tends to rot. And all these problems that you see, you know, neurosis and depression and all this is because we have become so miserly that we don't want to serve. Because happiness is in loving exchanges with others. Material things in itself cannot give you happiness. But when you use that material thing to, when that becomes a means by which now you can exchange and there is interaction with devotees. When you want to, in fact, there is a research conducted by Western scientists and they have found that those people who work for social service organizations or professions which involve helping others, like, you know, the fire brigade or lifeguard or something like that, such people tend to be happier. In fact, they have conducted experiments. You know, the details I may not be able to share right now, but, you know, they put electrodes on the head of people and they've given them an exercise that if you had so much money and you would have to donate it, for what cause you would donate? And they would give them options. They had to fill out forms that way. And just by contemplating seriously this aspect, the scientists saw that they were experiencing more happiness. That means the part of the brain which is responsible, you know, for the happiness aspect, it was getting triggered. Just simply of thinking or planning, even though they have not given, just by thinking about how I can share the wealth, if I would have had wealth, made them happy. Because happiness you get when you share with people. You become happy when you share. You may be having the wealth of the world, but if you don't share, then there is no. Yes, of course, there is family and there are children. You share your, and you get some happiness. But when you extend that to the global family, there is even more. And especially to Krishna, then all the more. People are like, you know, that's the problem today. Somebody was telling me this anecdote. I'm not sure whether it is true. It seemed like a fiction. But there were two friends. And aged people, one was a doctor, one was a businessman. And the businessman had taken a lottery ticket of 10 crores. And he won. He got 10 crores, but he did not know. His family knew about it. But the family was not sure how to break the news to the father because the father was a heart patient. So they thought how to tell him. So they thought the good idea is that we will tell his friend, who's our family friend. He's a doctor also. He treats our father also. Maybe he can know how to break the news in a way that, you know, he will not feel that. Because good news and bad news, both can affect you. This is went and told him. So he said, koi baat nahi, shaam ko main dinner ke liye aa jaunga, pitaji ke saath baith ke hum charcha karenge, wahan pe main bol dunga. Okay. So both of them sat for dinner, all the family was there and the doctor is asking, acha aapne lottery liya tha, uska kya hua? So, pata nahi, mere bachche dekhte hain. Okay, yeah, alright. So tell me, what if you win the lottery, what if you get 10 crores, what will happen? What will you do? Just in case, I'm not saying that you got it, but just in case we get 10 crores, what will you do with it? He thought for some time and he said, you know, seriously, in my life, I've not had a friend like you. And I have not had a family like mine. I swear on God that if I win that 10 crores, 50% of that money I will give it to you. And when the doctor heard it, he got a heart attack and he died. He got a heart attack. So anyway, you know, we can certainly relate with it, that how much engrossed we are in, you know, in all these material things. But this is really the wrong understanding of what brings happiness. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj was not like that. He was ready to share the gifts given by Krishna for the welfare of everyone. And therefore, he is compared to Rantidev. Because, you know, when it comes to food especially, money, phir bhi, you can give, share money, but when it comes to food, especially when you are hungry and you're deprived of food and water, at that time to distribute, that means it's... And it's ironical because Parikshit Maharaj, even though he's compared to Rantidev, he also committed an offense because he was thirsty and he was not given water by that Brahmin. And he insulted that Brahmin. Yes, you know that. It's quite ironical that he's been compared to Rantidev when in fact he out of... So therefore we need acharyas to explain that it was God's arrangement. It was Krishna's arrangement. Because a pure devotee does not come in the sway of thirst, hunger and all these material... They certainly... Because general people, they succumb to such impulses. As it is explained. That tyajet kshudartha janani swaputram. Khadyet kshudartha bhujagi swamandam. Bhubukshitam kimna karoti papam, shina jana nishkaruna bhavanti. That in adverse situations, when you are deprived of food, then even a mother may abandon her own child. Tyajet kshudartha janani swaputram. Khadyet kshudartha bhujagi swamandam. When hungry, a snake may eat its own eggs. Bhubukshitam kimna karoti papam. When a person is hungry, what sin he may not be driven to perform? Shina jana nishkaruna bhavanti. But that kind of attitude is not seen in civilized people, especially devotees. They will not. In fact, they do not, as it was explained here, that na jayate prakriti vikriti, that such kind of vikriti is not seen in people who are civilized and highly evolved like devotees, like Parikshit and Rantidev. So this is the test. And all these may seem very formidable. How to develop these qualities? But a devotee should have these qualities. Devotee must have these qualities. And, you know, therefore, here is a test. How to develop these qualities? Should we go behind all these qualities individually? Do we think that, okay, now I should become magnanimous? How I should know? Therefore, that very famous Srimad Bhagavatam verse, often quoted, Yasyasti bhakti bhagavati yakinchana sarvair gunair tatra samasate suraha rau bhaktasya kuto mahad guna manorathe nasati dhavato bahi. Yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana. That if you do akinchana bhakti to the Lord, that means without any expectations, then sarvair gunair tatra samasate suraha, then all the good qualities of all the demigods get manifested in such a person. Harau abhaktasya kuto mahat guna. And maybe there is a non-devotee who is apparently manifesting some good qualities, but they are just superficial. You scratch the surface, and boom, and you'll see what's inside. Yes, like I remember once I was on a flight, on an international flight, I was boarding the flight and the aerostress, hello, good morning, please come. And I was so moved, like how they can be so loving, you know, international flights. Please sit down, darling. Wow, you know, so much love. Wow. Well, about 4 or 5 hours in the flight and felt thirsty. And I said, they were distributing things. I did not know what it was. Basically, it looked different colored waters. It could be drinks, you know, liquor. I was not sure what it was. So I didn't take anything like Pepsi or whatever because all the packaging was different from what we have here. So I didn't know what it was. So then I said, all right, let's just drink water. So can you get me a glass of water, please? So I'll be back in a moment.
Okay, sir.
Very nice. Amazing service. And then went back. Not coming back only since two and a half hours. And I'm thirsty. And I was a little, you know, shy because I didn't know, should I press it? Whenever I go by, you know, flight, I don't know. I always hesitate to press that button to call the thing. So anyway, after 2.5 hours, 3 hours, they brought some, again, snacks. So I just mentioned that you were supposed to bring me, maybe I wrongly worded it. I said, you were supposed to bring me some water. Can't you see that I'm so busy with so many people? I've got about 100 people under me. Why couldn't you press the button and just send it? How do you expect me to remember all these things? And I said, oh my God. Okay, so I thought, let me be thirsty. Or maybe I'll wait for... And then, of course, she realized the mistake and she went back. But then I was thinking, where all that love is gone? And frankly speaking, I have not experienced that in so many years of going in domestic flights. I really realized that Bharatiya Sanskriti is somewhere. I've not seen any aerostats behave like that in India. Because it's very deep, you know, the sanskars are very deep. You may be externally saying good morning, good evening, and doing all those things, but then you scratch the surface and come to know, oh my God. Of course, that's the problem with all of us, at least with me. So therefore, here Parikshit Maharaj, on the dint of his, as it is explained here, that associating with Krishna, and associating with Krishna means what? Associating with Krishna means following Krishna's instructions. That is most important. And that's what Prabhupada said. Many people in India go to the temples, pranam, okay, pai lagu, fall at the feet, offer obeisances. But when it comes to following the instructions of Krishna, that means when it comes to sitting in a class and listening to the instructions of Sri Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, they are not interested. They just come. They look, kaun baitha hua hai, like this. And then they leave. They'll offer their agarbattis and nariyal and everything. And they'll, you know, what is better? See, maybe there is a child who touches regularly out of their, you know, upbringing, sanskar. They touch the feet of their parents on a regular basis. But then when the father or mother says, thoda sa dukaan pe jaake, thoda sa dawai le aana. Oh, sorry, I have no time. And goes away. What is better? Better you don't touch your feet. Yeah, better and go and be an obedient servant of your parents. That is better. Of course, if you are obedient to your parents and if you touch the feet, that's all the better. We do need etiquettes to remind us of what is what, who is who. But obedience is a very important thing. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, you distribute, there are enough temples, but you distribute books now. Don't run behind building temples because there are already so many temples. People are already going to the temples and, you know, offering their pujas and aartis and flowers and coconuts and all that. But what India really lacks is that understanding that you should follow Krishna's instructions. So distribute books. Let them know what are Krishna's instructions. So here Parikshit Maharaj is known. And therefore in the Gita, Krishna says, Machitta sarvadurgani mat prasada tarishyasi atachetva mahankaram nashroshyasi vinangshyasi. Machitta sarvadurgani, that by being conscious of me, you can overcome all difficulties. Machitta sarvadurgani mat prasada tarishyasi, by my grace, you will cross over the cycle of birth and death. Atachet tum ahankaram. If out of ego you decide not to follow my instructions, noshroshyasi, you do not hear me, vinangshyasi, you will be destroyed. So here, that's why Parikshit Maharaj is also compared to Yayati. Yayati, as it has been already explained here, was known for two things. He was also known for his lusty exploits with his two wives, Sharmishtha and Devyani. But despite all that, despite all what we read about his lusty exploits, but he had one aspect of his personality, that he was very, very religious. So even though he engaged in sense gratification, he never flouted the rules of dharma. And very important was that he always wished and he always desired that one day I will give up my sense gratification and I'll attain the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And you see, that is a very important principle, as we already explained. So even though Yayati went all over the place, but he ruled righteously, he was very devoted to the Brahmins and the devotees, and he gave a lot of charity, and in the end, he ended up as the associate of Yamaraj, one of the associates of Sri Krishna, and even his wife Devyani got liberated. So therefore, we can follow also and take inspiration from these wonderful examples, that how we can share what gifts we have received. And of course, Srila Prabhupada says that the best gift you can give is the gift of Krishna consciousness. Or if you have something else, if you have Lakshmi to give, then you can give in that mission which is responsible for distributing Krishna consciousness. There is nothing superior to distributing. That's why it is said, annadanam param danam. Famous verse. Annadanam param danam, vidyadanam atah param, annena shanikat tripti yavan jivancha vidyaya. That certainly distributing of food is great, it's very nice. But vidyadanam atah param, but giving knowledge is superior. Why? Because if you feed somebody, then next day it becomes into urine and stool and it's over. That benefit is only temporary. But if you give somebody knowledge, then he will learn to fend for himself. Yes? And then he can feed him effectively for his life. And in terms of Krishna consciousness, if you give knowledge, then he will be liberated and you have fed him for eternity. Taken care of his food and shelter and everything for eternity. Yavan jivan cha vidyaya. So the greatest gift is Krishna consciousness. You know. And Prabhupada used to say, you know, the son of a rich man, prodigal son, Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus Christ says, you give a man a fish and you have fed him for a day. Teach him how to fish and you have fed him for a lifetime. Jesus Christ. And Prabhupada used to say that maybe, say, there is a rich man. You know a very rich man, a very huge industrialist, and you know him. You go to his house, sit with him, talk to him, and one day, outside your house, you find his son sitting. And his clothes are tattered, he's wounded, he's sick, he has no money. You will certainly be shocked. How can you help him out? You can give him cloth, you can give him food, you can give him all these things, but what is the real solution for that? Ask him, why are you here? You are the son of a very rich man. Nay, I fought with my father. There is some misunderstanding. I left home, now I am here. I have no money, nothing. Then you will say that, okay, you try to clear up that misunderstanding. No, go back. Your father cares for you, feels for you. He wants you to go back. And if you have done that, if you have managed to send him back home, that is the real solution for all other problems of no clothes and no food and no medicines. All of us here are suffering because of this one reason, that we have turned away from our father, that misunderstanding which we are having about him, about karma and all these things. And therefore, if we turn towards him and we give up our notorious desire to be independent, then that will pave the path for a very blissful Krishna conscious future. And as Srila Prabhupada says, the main principal activity is to chant Hare Krishna and to read Srimad Bhagavatam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, God Premanande, Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.